The films work at you on an emotional level, and you live all your life in front of your eyes. It flashes before you. You're cleansed in some way, and because you've been moved and terrorized. And these movies are like Greek dramas. These are our Greek dramas. These are our shards on the Etruscan, on the Greek vases that will endure.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
F***ing Kennedys get away with everything.
Without risk, there's no heroism, there's no history. Nixon was born to do this.
So why are these assholes turning on me?
Because they're not Americans.
Yeah, right, they don't trust America.
People say if you don't love America, then get the hell out. Well, I love America.
It was that kind of crap thinking that lost us Vietnam, this guilt, you liberal assholes.
I don't want to see another Vietnam. I don't want to see America get another bad rap. I believe that we stand for something. For human rights. Not just for a few people, but for everybody on this planet.
I volunteered. I figured why should just the poor kids go off to war and the rich kids always get away with it.
Oh, I see. What we got here is a crusade.
You gotta be rich in the first place to think like that.
You're part of something here. Lombardi, Tittle, Sammy Bohr, Unitas, hundreds of great players, those men on the wall.
When I look at them pictures and trophies and stuff, it just makes me sad. It's like a room full of ghosts.
To think it's these myths that lead us forward to the greatest glory. It has always been our Greek dream to go east.
The east has a way of swallowing men and their dreams.
Who do you think you are? A Kennedy? You're a Bush. Act like one.
We can get one democracy going in one of these places, Iran, Iraq. Believe me, Reagan was right. It's going to spread to all these countries. Because people want freedom.
We're going to lose this war. We've been kicking other people's asses for so long, I figure it's time we got ours kicked.
But to Mickey and Mallory Knox, it is literally a candy lane of murder and mayhem. You know the day destroys the
night. I'm a natural-born killer.
I'm the Lizard King! I can do anything!
Mr. Morrison, gone too far. Show's over. Violated state obscenity laws under arrest.
Your mouse fighting a gorilla.
Kennedy's as dead as that crab meat. The government's still breathing. You want to line up with a dead man?
Who did the president? Who killed Kennedy? Man, it's a mystery! It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma! The f***ing shooters don't even know, don't you get it?
I come in here every night, I tear into you, I abuse you, I insult you, and just keep coming back for more. Bunch of yellow-bellied, spineless, bigoted, quivering, drunken, insomniatic, paranoid, disgusting, perverted, voyeuristic little obscene phone callers. That's what you are.
You created Major Frankenstein.
We can control him.
Because I understand the system, I believe I can control it. Maybe not control it totally, but tame it enough to make it do some good.
Sounds like you're talking about a wild animal.
Maybe I am.
Nixon was going to be one of the great presidents till Kennedy wrecked this country. The day that communist son of a bitch died was a great day for this country.
This is a fulcrum point in history. Your presidency. The Middle East. 9/11. Homeland security. Everything is coming together like a perfect storm.
I can't find the words to express how the leadership of this government sickens me. Our wheelchairs, this steel, our steel is your Memorial Day on wheels. We are your Yankee Doodle Dandy, come home.
No, there's Nixon can't say that.
Well, you did say it, sir.
Never, I didn't say that.
Well, we can check the tapes again.
No need to check the tapes, I know what I said.
Mr. President, don't you see that all these deletion marks in the transcript make it look as though you do nothing but swear?
Confirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. CNN Center right now.
Holy
on this story.
Still inside.
Can you believe this?
I've taken us further than my father ever dreamed.
We're in new worlds.
And no more than Earth has two suns. Will Asia bear two kings? Do you forget, Parmenion, that the man who murdered my father lies across the valley floor? Echoing
your voice. I told my father the same thing back then. Take the sucker out.
What right do we have to go to war with Iraq?
Tell her I don't like it.
locals that try to kill my father? Did you tell her that I'm gonna kick his sorry motherfucking ass all over the Mideast?
So what is our real exit strategy on Iraq, Dick?
There is no exit. We stay.
Alexander was more. He was Prometheus, a friend to man. He changed the world. It was an empire not of land and gold, Cadmus, but of the mind.
Control Iran, control Eurasia, control the world. Empire. Real empire. Nobody will f*** with us again. The country I come
from is called the Middle. We've all become Hamlets in our country, children of a slain father leader whose killer still possessed the throne. The ghost of John F. Kennedy confronts us with the secret murder at the heart of the American dream. He forces on us the appalling questions of what is our Constitution made?
Has God on its side.
Authority forgets a dying king. This was never more true than for John F. Kennedy, whose murder was probably one of the most terrible moments in the history of our country. Do not forget your dying king. Show this world that this is still a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. It's up to you.